Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Shouting at our smartphones like Erling Haaland at a referee who's not played advantage. Game week is back once again. A little pop-up podcast before the Amazon Prime midweekers and angrily taking out our hairbands before stomping off to the dressing room like a teenage girl having a tantrum. It is me, Matt Dyson, and he, Dan Pryor, once again. Dan, you're not really in a bad mood, though, but I am. I think that's where we are at the stage of the season.
Are you in a bad mood? Did you see it was Giovanni Lo Celso that wound up Haaland when he was storming off? There's a good video of as Haaland starts storming off, and he gives him a sort of solid shoulder and then gives him some back chat and starts off a little bit of a rumble.
Yeah. I mean, I think the ref should have played advantage, but, like, you know, it's not that big a deal, is it? I've seen much worse decisions to get upset about than that.
It was probably a sign of frustration, wasn't it? His first time he's ever had like five shots and not one on target or something. He did miss a sitter.
Wow. That's it. I mean, is not captaining Haaland the new captaining Haaland? That's the big question now, Dan. Are you going to continue giving him the armband?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a feeling he could potentially get a suspension because Van Dijk did. But yeah, I'll keep the armband on him. It's just a fail-safe, isn't it?
I mean, he missed at least one fairly pretty much sister by his standards, wasn't it? Really?
Big time.
Yeah, it felt weird, in fact, seeing him miss it. It was so unusual.
I think it would do people good to remember the Spurs City thing whenever that game comes up on the schedule, because for some reason, two wins in nine against Spurs, for some reason they just seem to have an odd game against us most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, certainly I wasn't expecting Spurs to do quite as well.
A lot of Son ventures, even though Son's got a very good record.
I am one of them, yeah. Except we haven't done a podcast for you to tell me all about how good Son's record is at the Etihad. Otherwise, I would have popped him in, probably. But I just presumed you'd get battered. But that wasn't the case, was it? It's a crazy game in your chocolate kit. Was it Dion Dublin calls it a mushroom brown? It's a mushroom brown.
It's disgusting, yeah.
It is absolutely disgusting, but Spurs did very, very well. Not like my team. Dynamo Dyson did very, very badly yet again. And a part of it, it's all self-sabotage. So Son on the bench. And then, I mean, Ollie Watkins continues to be a thorn in my side. He's amazing. Obviously, he's one of the most informed strikers in the league at the moment. Why would you sell him? Because he missed the European game and they said he was injured and it was touch and go. And I thought, well, his fixtures get hard after the next game, Ollie Watkins for Aston Villa. So I think I might as well just bite the bullet now and get him out and get Isak in. And as soon as I'd done it, I knew what would happen. And it came to pass. So I was like, I've just robbed myself of at least 20 points this week just by silly decisions, which is very annoying. You kept Watkins, obviously, didn't you? You copied him off me earlier in the season, didn't you? So
this was one of those great weeks that rarely happen where you just think, do you know what? I'm not going to touch it. I want to bank the dude two, three tries.
No,
this week game. and I didn't do anything. There was all this talk about Watkins. Watkins is out. Yeah. Palmer's Watkins out. Byron's out.
The truth. Yeah, and Bowen started as well, didn't he?
Simicast might not start. You know, Son don't play him because they're playing City.
Is that your advice? Ignore the press conferences.
Well, Palmer didn't start, and Bowen only got two, but he did play. But Watkins and Son, I was like, you know what, I've got a couple of players that can come on if they have to. And it worked out all right. Yeah, most of my points
very well for you.
Came for me not change anything. And it's my first time that I've got to join the Trippier bonus pig points parade, because at last, after about four games of owning him, he's came in at 12, which always annoyed me when I didn't have him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's a must-have now, isn't he? Because, I also have Ben White, who's really started to annoy me since his return from injury. He's not a guaranteed starter anymore. I'm sure it used to be with Ben White, like, he's the first name on Arteta's team sheet. That's what people used to say about him. Oh, yeah, first name on the team sheet. Now he's starting on the bench every single week. So I've had to get rid of him. Had to get rid of
Zinchenko, isn't it? Zinchenko owners.
Zinchenko or Tomiyasu both doing very well and getting assists as well. So, yeah, an incredibly annoying week for me, to be honest. Ward-Prowse has done nothing since I brought him in. And I was hovering over Kudus. I know you say you're whatever, but I was hovering over. It was Kudus or James Ward-Prowse, and I thought I'd go with the more consistent assist provider, James Ward-Prowse, and he's done absolutely nothing since.
Not anti-Europeans.
It's not anti-European.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's tapas. Give me some British beef. I mean, saying that, I would prefer beef to tapas.
But Kudus has done well. I'm incredibly annoyed. So it's just been a tale of constant misfortune the past couple of weeks. Average was 54, I got 46, so below average again. I mean, it's just
46. But then
there's Son on the bench and there's Watkins, who I sold for no reason because I was sidetracked by the talk of injuries. So it should have been it should have been 19 points higher than that.
Could have been a contender.
I sabotaged myself. So, you know, this is the point where I'm always getting close to hanging up my mouse and just going, forget it, after a week like this. But, I mean, it's still like time to experiment first half of the season. So it's not the end of the world. Things could change. There's a couple of quick game weeks coming up. You can never give up hope.
Yeah, you can give up hope, though, because he's out for about 5 months. And my transfer last night, as a lot of people did, because he's got up 0.1 already, Dubravka in.
Brought him in already. Wow, nice.
Him and Keller for Liverpool, isn't it? The two sort of cheap defenders. But I feel like Keller might not be in as long.
I'm not so sure about Keller, But then, I need to get more Liverpool players in my team, that's for sure, with the Sheffield United game coming up. Although they may have a new manager by then. Potentially they'll just be managerless. No, Sheffield United.
Big exclusive.
The Sheffield United game is coming now. It's official. That is, they are the whipping boys. There's no two ways about it now. I just hope Bayekas like can stay in there for Heckingbottom, can stay in there for as long as possible, really, because it's not his fault that they're not going to stay up, because the owners sold their two best players when they got promoted. So like, what's he supposed to do with that? I just like to have a whipping boy who you can three up against, and they will, they get pumped every week.
Oh my God, this is disgusting.
That's really weird, but I'm talking about football, And so, that's what I like to have. So you know that if a team are playing Sheffield United, there's going to be goals, which is why I think I need another Liverpool player. Simicast alone isn't enough for me at the moment going into that game.
Talking of whipping, boys.
Yeah.
You're tempted to maybe get a Fulham player in because they're up against four losses in five. Forest. Well, hang on a minute. For this one win since.
One win in 10 we've got. It's unbelievable form. I'm not going to get any Fulham players. I've already got Leno. I think, weirdly, that might be the sort of game where we'll unexpectedly turn things around. It was a clear penalty Forrest should have had when Ryan Yates was fouled in the box, but we didn't really deserve to win against Everton. It's quite annoying. I must say, I'm looking at McNeil potentially for Everton. He's their star. He was certainly the star man against Forrest and has been a very good fantasy football asset in the past, and I think he might be worth a little investment. But their fixtures are quite hard, and let's not get too...
If we are talking about Everton assets, Dyson, then
yes,
Braithwaite, 4.1 million. He's doing all right for them playing every week.
But
people are enjoying Tarkowski again this season. That's about all I'll go with there. I don't feel like the rest of the team's got a lot I'm interested in, but they are.
Braithwaite could be a bargain, couldn't they? 4.1 for Braithwaite is a bit of a bargain.
There's a few around at the moment, actually, these bargain defenders.
Yeah, there are. I need to get some. But in terms of Fulham, Bobby Decord-Overreed is having a good season, isn't he? I remember the Bobby's girl. I was widely mocked for tipping Bobby Decord-Overreed at the start of the season. Rightly, but this was many years ago. But I mean, he's actually had quite a good season. He's scored 3 goals. He's got 3 goals and 1 assist, actually. Maybe I'm getting carried away with how good he's doing. But he's... keep seeing his name pop up on the video printer. It's always nice to see. I would ready the Bobby's Girl theme tune, but we can't play it on the Zoom.
And it's awful. So. Another weird bargain, which is controversial. What about this one? 4.3 million defender, Harry Maguire.
Ooh, controversial.
Yeah, I'm Chelsea now, but I mean, they've had a few clean sheets.
Not feeling any Man United.
Well, this Newcastle game, three clean sheets. It's another cheap old option there.
I'm lumbered with Bruno Fernandes as it is, and I'm just thinking, when is the right time to get rid of him? Because he's, I just don't know what's going to happen in that Chelsea game. I think it could go either way. Anything can happen in that game.
Wow.
Just don't think Bruno is in any kind of form at all. But I know he's going to pop up with a couple at any point when you're least expecting it. He will do something. But he's even started giving penalties to other players now, which is, when I saw that, I thought, right, I think that's going to have to be our relationship coming to an end. When he gave Rashford a penalty, it's like, no, you're the penalty taker and you're the captain, so just take the bloody penalties, for God's sake.
It's annoying, isn't it, when that happens? Palmer didn't have his penalty because Sterling had it. No, it was Fernandes, wasn't it? The Chelsea guy. So that wasn't even Sterling taking their penalty. It was all Palmer. No. And then obviously Arsenal do that rotation thing with Odegaard
and
Saka.
So annoying. But Maguire is down to 4.3. I hadn't realised quite how far his stock had gone down.
Well, I think ridiculous. He started quite low because he was expected to get shipped off.
I can't believe he's so cheap. That's mad. And I suppose Dallow's looked all right for them, but he's their most expensive one. At five million. But
another bargain is that I noticed he's gone up 0.1 this week, so he must be getting tipped or something somewhere. Is the Wolves forward Kuna, named after the Croatian currency, of course. It's home to Burnley, home to Forest, pretty good fixtures. And they're looking with the City and Brentford blanks coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Is someone to potentially consider, especially if you're trying to make room for to get someone like Salah in. I just think quite an interesting bike, but he's been on good form.
Kuna is on good form. I remember he looked amazing in the first game of the season. I popped him on my watch this then. But I mean, has he scored many?
He's had three returns in the last 3 weeks. So that's pretty good. Well, I suppose a lot of people will be looking at Semenyo as well, who's relatively cheap, 4.6 forward, 2 returns, been in and out of the team a bit.
But then, and then Hwang, who's also doing pretty well at the moment this season, a decent midfield share of 5.6 million. I'm always tempted to bring him in, but
I feel like that since that Neto injury that he's sort of gone off the boil a little bit.
And
for the money, it's 5.6. There's some good midfielders you can get for that sort of money on this game, you know. But I think forward, that's a nice cheap price for forward. I mean, you can get Douglas Luiz, John McGinn.
Are you going to get any Bournemouth players scoring points? I keep seeing popping up.
I was looking at maybe getting Alvarez out, but he's returned 2 weeks in a row now. It was just coming to my two out of the last three. It was just coming into my thinking that, with the blank coming up, and he's not really, it's a lot of money, 7 mil. If you knock him out and put in a 5.5, and then you've got more to play with in the field. But not at the moment. My main thinking is just to free up some cash. So I've got a bit sort of to spend, but then I don't know what I'm going to need to put it on. I mean, sooner or later, I'll have to get Simicass out because Robertson will be back.
Yeah.
Carl Walker I need to get shipped out because Kyle Walker's got a blank. He costs 5.3. He's not really doing anywhere near what he should do. I think he's got one return in about 7 weeks. So he's really... He doesn't seem to be getting massively sold, so it might not be that a lot of people already have him, or they're just not... They're concentrated elsewhere, but he's a waste of money at the moment, and I could free up a bit more money. It's just I don't know what I'd be doing with that money, whether it's to try and get Salah in, but I think I could only do that if I got rid of some. I mean, I'm tempted by Barron to Kudus as well, same as you were saying. He does seem to be returning, and he's doing well.
Really good. He looks very good as well, but... I was thinking the same thing about Foden, but then he got 9 points in the last one, so I was like, I keep being on the verge of getting rid of him. And I certainly he will go out before that game week 18, I think, but or for game week 18. I think I might keep the other two potentially. I don't know.
The problem with that game week is that if you can't really ship out like Moreno, because when they get back home to Wolves, it's not the worst game, and then away at Palace and home to Forest, so they're pretty good three games. I mean, after that, he had a pretty good return in. And we'll be into our pre-hit new wildcard territory then as well, if anyone's that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind finding the funds potentially for Alexander Arnold, who seems to be one of the most informed Premier League players the last 3 weeks. Yeah. 28 odd points. He's got about half his points total in the last 3 weeks.
That's what I'm thinking. If I was to get rid of Bruno, it would be maybe get a cheaper midfielder, say an Anthony Gordon or someone of that ilk, and then put Trent in. So like having double expensive defenders, Trippier's a must-have, and I think Trent's becoming a must-have at the moment as well, isn't he? And like Trent's the sort of person I want for this Sheffield United game, but I can't afford him. And I don't think there's any way I can make that happen without hemorrhaging loads of points.
Yeah, it's a similar thing for me. I'd have to sell Alvarez or someone and go really cheap like that Wolves forward. And I think even then, I can't do it. So it's something that I can't do within two moves with my two pre-transfers. So it's
yeah.
Happen. Oh, I could. If I sold Alvarez right now, I could get Trent Alexander-Arnold in. And that would, but that really? Would mean I'd hit a minus. That would be my a minus four for the week.
Yeah. The games are coming thick and fast, aren't they? It's a nice period of the year, this, where there's lots of
I'd say you can spend this week or the next game week. These are the 2 weeks where you're like, maybe you could have a, because of these games being so quick turnaround, you could spend. You might stitch yourself up with a injury, but
don't dwell on the negatives. But I mean, I was thinking I'm tempted by Bournemouth, but I just don't think they're going to get any sort of consistency at the moment. Although Solanke has had a good season, no doubting about that. He seems to be quite established for Bournemouth. They're away at Palace. I don't think it's that easy a fixture.
You see, Ben Mee, 14 points. It's nice for them. His first return of the season.
Top scorer. I've had him various points in the past, on and off, and then you always run out of patience with him. But yeah, Brentford have got that blank coming up as well. But yeah, he was the top scorer in the game week with 14 points. Ben Mee, no one saw that one coming, did they? Come on.
No. Well, another 3.9 million people was this Daniel Bentley, but I think their keeper's back now, Wolves. But
he came on for Saar, didn't he? Yeah.
Saar, that's right. Yeah, I don't think that injury's going to be that serious, but it's quite funny that you could have him, Dubravka, Keller, all these sub 4 million, even the Abiola for West Ham, he was quite cheap. There's some really inexpensive keepers.
Ben got clean sheet points because he played 67 minutes and they didn't concede a goal when he came on. That's weird, isn't it? That's quite a rarity.
Who did?
This is when it's early. The Wolves keeper. Came on for Saar and got 8 points despite
Arsenal. No, but it says he played 67 minutes, so he'd have played more than 60.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean. He played his 67 minutes, but had come on as a sub and they still lost. But when he was on, he kept a clean sheet.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Quite a rare trick for a goalkeeper to be the top
scorer. Yeah, I've not seen that from a defender. Yeah, that's
despite having lost. But yeah, I've wanted to get Anthony Gordon for a while, but then apparently he's got a bit of an injury.
He's not any now, yeah. And then they got these two or three games in a week.
I feel like I missed out on him of late as a bargain of a midfielder.
I've never looked at him a few weeks back, and I just didn't think, you know what, I think it was against Chelsea. No, it wasn't Chelsea. I can't remember who scored against, and I just thought, you know what, it wasn't even a very good goal. It's just
I'm still not 100% convinced by him, but then I think this season he's convincing everyone. And then he's playing away at Everton on Thursday night, his old team, point to prove. Oh, come on.
Another couple of bargains. I don't expect this to continue. Gio Lo Celso, 4.8 million,
yes,
playing in the Madison role.
Quite a few people, isn't he? Popping up with goals. Looking
only
pretty
his last two games. No goals in like 50 games and then two in a row. So, I mean, if he carries that on, people are going to jump in for that money. 4.8.
Wow, that's a bargain, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be in until January, I'd imagine. He might get rotated earlier, but there are so many injuries. I also still like the looks of Brennan Johnson, 5.8. That's two returns in the last 3 weeks, and he looks dangerous. Just whether he'll play with Richarlison just coming back from injury. And then Richarlison's got beef with West Ham because you remember he was getting marked by Antonio on the podcast that he was doing about how he
chicken dance or something.
Yeah, it was because he kept getting booked for scoring, and then the goals kept getting disallowed that he scored. So he's got booked for taking his shirt off more times than he'd scored.
Yes, nice.
He might be fired up for that. Hopefully not in a Spurs Chelsea three sendings off type line. I'm expecting a tough game week this week, Dyson. Although it was good, this one just gone, I feel like this one coming up is going to bite me on the bottom. I haven't got any Liverpool forwards.
That's what you need to get.
And I've got City forwards away to Villa. That doesn't seem that great. Villa are good at home.
I think it's worth taking a 4-point hit to get some Liverpool in. But I mean, apart from Szoboszlai has gone off the boil. Luis Diaz is not having a great season. He's not got great returns. So it's like it's Salah, Trent Alexander-Arnold, or no one really, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people got Nunez in, didn't they, for Watkins? And although it didn't pay off this week, just gone, I did hear that Nunez missed a couple of sitters. And Salah would have been laughing in that instant, bonus wise.
Sheffield United.
Maybe this is the week to have him now when he's about to play.
Sheffield United away was when Newcastle absolutely destroyed them, wasn't it? But, I don't know. I can't bring Darwin in. He's messed me around too many times in the past. But I just don't know who else to bring in for Liverpool. There's no obvious other midfielder apart from Salah, really.
Brighton are funny, aren't they, at the moment as well? They're really getting affected by Europe this season, it seems.
Yeah. All over the shop, yeah. Bloody Europa League, ruining everything for everyone. Lamptey came back and then went off again. And I don't think he's ever going to play again. He's the most injury-prone player in the world. Matoma's not on form. Ferguson pops up with goals, I suppose. João Pedro seems to be the one that's scoring the most at the moment for them. 3-2 for him. You had him earlier in the season, didn't you? But I don't think he's a guaranteed starter.
No, he came when he got a penalty and that was the end of that. Same with Evan Ferguson. It was like, it was good to have him, but then not good to have. I'm really at a loss of whether I should get rid of these City assets with Luton coming up. I don't know. It's tricky, but that blank is going to be really annoying. And then there should probably be a double. I think game week 20 is rumoured, the last games of December of the whole year, where it might be a City-Brighton double. So then it's all well and good getting rid of them, but you don't have to buy too many back again.
Exactly. I don't know. One of my Man City assets is going to have to go during that period, certainly. I'd have thought.
Not tempted by Doku?
Yeah, very much so. But yeah, not in the current, with the current blank coming up. But Doku looks amazing, doesn't he? Looks a lot better than Grealish, that's for sure.
Grealish getting a lot of stick at the moment. I thought Grealish looked dangerous when he came on, but Doku is kind of a different base, pretty terrifying.
Who are you going to captain this week? Captain obvious early?
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? I mean, I think it's not a great game for him, but I mean, it's safety in numbers. I think a lot of people will go Salah. I don't have Salah, so if I'm not going Salah, I'll go Haaland. And it's like I say, I should always think of that thing where they said if I hadn't changed the captain all season, I've left it on Haaland, how many points I'd have had. And although it's been frustrating, there was that weird period where everyone started selling him after two blanks. At the last five or so game weeks, it's 6 weeks, he's only blanked once.
You've got to keep it.
And to be honest, it starts to get a bit worrying about who to put the vice on sometimes. Do you ever have that? I'm like, if he rests him or something, who do I put it on?
Exactly.
I'll leave it on Son, even though I don't think he's really up to 2-3 games a week. But he's beef with West Ham as well. So,
does he get sent off against them?
He got some quite racist chants against him. So it's
grim.
Fuel for fire.
Well, what a lovely point to end the podcast on, Dan.
Well, you check the game week league. That's always nice to check in on.
Game week league table. John Reynolds is up top there. 935. He's nearly at that 1,000-point mark. He's an American Fulham fan. Yes, nice.
I wonder if that's a Clint Dempsey-related thing. That would be good. Like a fan that, followed one of his own countrymen, and that's why he started supporting the club. That seems sort of smart than just going, I like Man City because they won the league 3 years in a row.
He knocked Ballon de UK off the top. Fraser Mason, the Scottish FPL fan, doesn't support a team in the Premier League. He's only here for fantasy. And then Ross Webster still in that top three on 911 points.
And then top for November, because I like to always check in on manager of the month, is Dan Rosing, Endo the World, who finished comfortably top. He's a Norwegian.
How are you doing in the head-to-heads?
Not as well as I used to, but there's a lot of lucking head-to-head, isn't there? I mean, I had a win this week and I'm ninth. So not could be worse. Three off the top, actually. I mean, it's not too bad at all. But those leagues are ludicrous. I've had some of those where I've just had a terrible time with it, even though I've been outperforming people. It's just not game week on game week.
No, it's annoying. Very annoying.
Well, I'm interested because it's starting to get a bit of a points difference between us both at the moment,
I know.
It's building
because of my self-sabotage, certainly. But yeah, it's getting out of control. And it's hard to know how to change the ground. Yeah. 70
points. It's hard when you've got the same captain, But we'll see.
No worries. Well, we'll see what happens, mate. I'll turn it around somehow. When I play my second wild card at Christmas, I might have to
wait for the doubles.
I will have to. Yeah, I'm gonna have to be sensible with my chips this season, not throw them all away early doors in a panic.
Did you want to get back into that business about how you wanted to go freeze up on someone and pummel them?
Give them a good pumping. That was about Sheffield United, Dan. I don't know what you saw in it. That's all on you. If you hear that sort of thing, then that's your problem, Dan, not my problem. Ask yourself why you thought that. That's up to you. But we'll leave it there, Dan, because we'll be back soon with another one as the fixtures come thick and fast. Remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.